Hello, and welcome to DS Faith Builder Podcast. This is Terry Rieselman, and I'm a Director of Youth Formation for the Divine Savior Parish in Fredonia, Wisconsin. Now you know what DS stands for in the title of our podcast site. I mention this because the word divine is also in the topic of today's podcast, which is the story behind Divine Mercy Sunday. A lot of Catholics aren't familiar with Divine Mercy Sunday, which is celebrated each year the Sunday after Easter. Chances are your parents and even your grandparents may not be familiar with this celebration. It wasn't until May 5th of 2000 that Pope John Paul II made the decree that the second Sunday of Easter be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, those of you who aren't Catholic, and perhaps some of you who are, may be thinking, typical Catholics, adding more man-made celebrations and requirements. But that's not the case at all. The reason this celebration was only decreed 20 years ago was because Jesus himself requested it from a poor Polish nun as recent as the 1930s during the Nazis' invasion and the loss of so many innocent human lives. This poor nun we now know today is St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. When St. Faustina was just a humble, uneducated nun serving in the convent of Our Lady of Mercy in Poland, Jesus revealed himself to her multiple times. He referred to St. Faustina as the secretary of his most profound mercy. During one of his first revelations, he asked, "Know that your task is to write down everything that I make known to you about my mercy for the benefit of those who by reading these will be comforted in their souls and will have the courage to approach me." St. Faustina faithfully did as she was instructed and wrote down all he spoke to her in notebooks. These notebooks are now in published book form and are available to us by the title of The Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, Divine Mercy in My Soul. Not only did Jesus give the task of writing down his messages to her, he gave her two other tasks as well. The second task was to capture his divine mercy image as a painting. Jesus appeared to her in the way he wanted his appearance captured, and through the help of her confessor and spiritual advisor, commissioned a religious artist to paint the image she portrayed to him. You may be familiar with this picture. Jesus is standing in a simple white robe. His right hand is lifted in the form of a blessing, and his left hand is touching the area of his heart. From that area are two rays of light shining forth, one white and one red. They represent the blood and water that poured forth from his side when he was pierced with a lance on the cross. It also represents the purifying power of his sacrifice for those who turn to him. At the bottom of the image are the words, "Jesus, I trust in you." Now the third task of St. Faustina was to initiate the movement of divine mercy. This movement included spreading the message of Christ's divine mercy, the graces of venerating the image, and reciting the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Jesus put others in the life of St. Maria to help accomplish his third task. Shortly after the revelations ended, St. Maria passed away in 1938 at the age of 33, the same age that Christ is believed to have given his life for us on the cross. Now, I mentioned there were others who were instrumental in making this movement happen. One of those people was Maria's confessor and spiritual advisor, Blessed Father Sopoko. Maria prayed for a confessor and advisor who would believe her visions and help her carry on her mission. There was also another young Polish gentleman who happened to be working in a quarry just across the way from the convent where the revelations happened. The year after Sister Faustina died, the Nazis invaded Poland, and this young man eventually entered an underground seminary. In 1946, he was ordained, became a bishop, archbishop, cardinal, and eventually, who we now know today as St. Pope John Paul II. During his earlier time in the seminary, he heard about this nun and her visions, and was intrigued by her mission. Eventually, it was through his devotion of the Divine Mercy Movement that we know about this celebration today. So So why is this celebration so important? Well, according to the writings on the DivineMercy.org website, it's as simple as ABC. A, ask for His mercy. God wants us to approach Him in prayer constantly, repenting of our sins and asking Him to pour His mercy out upon us and upon the whole world. B, be merciful. God wants us to receive His mercy and let it flow through us to others. He wants us to extend love and forgiveness to others, just as He does to us. And C, completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know that the graces of His mercy are dependent upon our trust. The more we trust in Jesus, the more we will receive. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17 states, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." But as humans, it is very easy to fall in love with the things of the world. That is why we have such a loving and merciful Father. A Father who loves us so much, He sacrificed His only Son to take the punishment for our sins. His Son loved us so much, He went willingly to a cross. Like a lamb led to the slaughter or sheep before the shears, He opened not His mouth. Every Divine Mercy Sunday, we are given a brand new start, a chance to turn back to the Father and be embraced in His merciful arms, to remember Jesus' sacrifice and endless forgiveness and model that to our neighbors. One of the graces and promises Jesus gave to Faustina was that on that day of Divine Mercy Sunday, the soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. It's like a second baptism for us, freedom from all those sins leading up to that day and a reprieve from the punishment of those sins. There are many graces and promises that Jesus instituted for this special celebration and the veneration of His divine image, and I encourage you to research it more. We are blessed to live in an age of technology where there is so much information at our fingertips. But I would like to touch on a little bit more of the chaplet. The chaplet is a beautiful prayer that alone holds a lot of graces and can be said on any hour or on any day and time. There's a special power it holds saying it at the 3 o'clock hour, the hour of Christ's death. Jesus told St. Faustina, "At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy, especially for sinners, and if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment at the moment of agony, and I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion." This is just one of the 14 promises and graces obtained by saying the chaplet and a devotion to Divine Mercy. The chaplet can be said using the beads of the rosary, and if you'd like to stay tuned for a few minutes longer, I'll be saying the chaplet for all of your needs and intentions you hold in your hearts. Thank you for listening to the DS Faith Builder, and watch for other coming podcasts. At this time, if you'd like to offer your prayer intentions, stay listening for the chaplet. And now, the chaplet of Divine Mercy through the words Jesus gave to St. Faustina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, you enveloped the whole world and emptied yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whose mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.